I just dropped this lady off. Spoke English, but she was from China. She spoke English good. And anyway, I was telling her, I said, if you meditate long enough, you have to come to the conclusion that there's watchers or angels or shapeshifters or sages that live a long time, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there has to be, the Bible says we're going to be judged, right, for things done in the body. So if everything that we do, every word, every thought, every heart, everything that we do is going to be judged, history, it's all recorded. I've heard people who have near-death experiences, right? I've even heard a pastor, he said he almost died and his whole life flashed before his eyes. There's a lot of people that have that experience. Their whole life flashes before their eyes, you know. And these near-death experiences, and these supernatural experiences, people see and hear and feel something that they don't normally see, hear, and feel. And so you know there's another world, another realm. You know there's the spirit realm. You know there's a heaven. You know there's an unseen realm. You know there's an unseen realm, right? And so as you meditate on it, if you really take it to the nth degree, you know there has to be sages, there has to be watchers, there has to be people recording, or God recording, the Spirit recording, the Holy Spirit. Everything's being recorded because you're going to be judged for things done in the body, whether you're saved or unsaved. And if you're saved, you go to the Bema seat. If you're unsaved, you go to the great white throne judgment. And that's how you get your rewards, right? It's not really you doing it, it's Christ in you, but it's about you, how much you want to submit, you know? How much you want to submit to God. And so if you really get into a deep meditation state, you see and you study some history, you'll hear things like there were these sages that lived a long time. There were people who learned how to not eat as much. They just lived off of... Even the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so, there's enough data points to show you that there's got to be some watchers, whether they're physical or spiritual, there are some watchers. And the Bible makes it clear that there's angels that can show up. And look human. You've entertained angels unawares, right? So there's a high probability that there's people down here that look human that are not, that are recording stuff, and they're just, they might intervene sometimes if it's to help somebody or keep them from doing something stupid or protect somebody, but. For the most part, they're just watchers. They're recording everything that's being done. It's actually running on this. It's actually like a machine. It's like a motor. It's like a Turing machine. It just keeps running. It just keeps running itself. You know, you have to look. You gotta, when you have a machine, you gotta check it. You gotta change the oil, change the air filter. You gotta maintain it, right? And so God created this machine to birth in sons of God, daughters of God. And there has to be somebody down here managing it, running it. It's a system. And you know the humans will destroy themselves if there wasn't an intervention. There has to be other creatures here because mankind would destroy himself. Period. Jesus even comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. And so you've got the good angels, the bad angels, you've got the seen and the unseen, you've got the machine, the repeat, the daily cycles. You've got the revelation of Christ. Everything's being revealed. And speaking of that, you know, the new age. So Lucifer Light had this conversation in text today or last night. I didn't see them last one till today. But the Lucy Light, the last text, sister in Christ. So yeah, Lucy is going to reveal some deeper stuff to get people to worship themselves as a god. The new age, right? Now, what happens is you get saved and you say, well, it's the Bible. And so you get repelled against any kind of deeper thought because, you know, the new age people are crazy. They think they're gods, right? But there might be some truth. There might be some truth. But they switch it to self-worship instead of worshiping Jesus. They might have some deeper truth. Like we were talking about is every moment is the now, right? And I dropped this guy off who was a truck driver, and I was telling him, you know, every moment is the now. And he said, yeah, I couldn't word it like you said it. And he said, but yeah, it makes total sense. And see, the human has a holographic mind, so we're in a hologram. Chuck Misler says the Bible's a hologram, and if the Bible's a hologram, his word's forever settled in heaven, then this reality's a hologram, because this reality's based on the Bible. The things of old were written for your admonition. And so, and that even itself, that part in 2 Corinthians 10 or 1 Corinthians 10, those things were recorded for your admonition. So there's somebody recording this stuff. Some higher level being is recording this stuff because it was written down. History or whatever. It has to be shapeshifters down here recording stuff. And it makes you wonder, they want to know, have you ever noticed some people want to know your business? And it's like, who are they? Why do they want to know your business, you know? What do you have to do with them? And then also, here's what happens too. When you kind of isolate yourself and cut yourself off from everybody, there's always somebody else that shows up. Now, I'm not saying these people are shapeshifters necessarily, but you might have some good actors and bad actors, but they're always trying to see in, right? The Holy See. The whole EC, the Catholic Church, wants to see everything. Why do you think they have antennas everywhere? Why do you think they have cameras everywhere? Why do you think they want you tied to technology? When you start cutting off people and cutting off technology, somebody always shows back up. Have you ever noticed that? Somebody will knock on your door. People, there's a overarching pattern that people want to know what you're doing. Even if you don't want to know what they're doing, but they want to know what you're doing. You really don't care what they're doing because you already know they're either eating, sleeping, or working. Eat, sleep, work, eat, sleep, work, eat, sleep, work, study, eat, sleep, work. I mean, what else? It's kind of boring. You know, I don't need to know what time you ate or what kind of food you like. It's whatever you like, go do it. But why do they want to know what you're doing? It's wild. So if you meditate on all the data points, there has to be somebody down here recording what you're doing because they want to know too much. It don't make sense. It don't make sense. Why? Because reason I say that, because I'm able to do this. I just like, I've tried this. I try to isolate. I did the experiments for like 5 years. I try to isolate myself. Boom. Within a week, somebody shows up, either knocks on the door, phone call, text, email. Out of the blue, somebody shows up. What are you doing? Try it. You can't go. Most people can't go one day without somebody wanting to know what you're doing. If you can do it for a week, I'll be shocked. Keep a log of how many times people want to know what you're doing. It'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. Anyway, back to what I was talking about with her. We get repelled against the New Age because we think it's false doctrine, which it is if it worships self. But when the New Age says, hey, the eternal now, before you understand it yourself, according to, from a biblical mindset, you get repelled against that. But that's part of the devil. The devil's a master deceiver. If you understand in Christ is the eternal now, it's all in Jesus. In Jesus is the eternal now. Everything's happening now. And so in Jesus, we have eternal now. Jesus is God. His born-again people are sons of God, daughters of God. And so we're not saying New Age stuff. We're taking the New Age and turning it back upright. Yeah, they might have some deep truth that Lucy gave them, Lucifer, the Lucy light. But we can take that truth and turn it right side up if it lines up, if we can find the Bible. You compare it line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little there. You compare it with Bible, you know, and you meditate on it and you make sure it lines up with the Bible before you accept it. But once you find that, you know, Jesus holds it all together, right? It's obvious what's going on. The devil wants to make you not have knowledge, you know. So, yeah, I had to stop and get a business card from an electrician. The eternal now. The fact that we're in a hologram. You know, it sounds new. Oh, no, he's talking New Age. No, I'm not. The word hologram, if you break it, means holy writ. Same word. It's holographic. The eternal now. Oh, he's saying New Age. No, I'm not. God the same today, yesterday, forever. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. These are all Bible truths. And just because they stole our truth and then flipped it to self-worship, that's part of the game, right? That's part of the game. And so, without a vision, perish. Without a vision, the people perish. And without some knowledge, you also perish. You got to have, you. That's why you rightly divide the word of truth. And as you rightly divide it, you'll start to see, hey, the book of Ephesians saying the same thing as the book of Colossians. Oh, it's saying the same thing as Galatians. Oh, Genesis 3 is happening now. Oh, Revelation's happening now. Everything's being revealed. It just hasn't culminated, but it's happening. You can see the foreshadows right now. Oh, everything that happened in Genesis is happening now. Everything happened in Romans 1 is happening now. Oh, I had this conversation before. When you make these observations, you start to wake up and you talk to somebody who's married and they're having the same issues as somebody else who's married. You got to talk to somebody who's single, they're dealing with the same thing as somebody else's. It's all happening now. When you look at somebody else, you're looking at a different version of yourself. Oh, what's that? That's the multiverse. Each person is like their own multiverse, and they're facing off with each other like interface. Oh, that sounds New Age, but it's not. Because if you think about all the angels, right? Even in the book of Job, God asked the devil what he's doing. I'm going to and fro in the earth. He had to tell God what he was doing. He had to submit. But he was doing evil, right? Trying to deceive people. God knew what the devil was before the devil knew what he was. God knew a third of the angels would fall. That's why it's 33, a third. It's all scripted. God knew what you were going to do before you did it. It's encoded in your name, your heart, It's written on your face. It's written in your body. There's one witch that she's trying to get popular, like her teacher. What was it? What's that lady's name? The lady's dead now. She was a teacher for the New Age people. What was her name? I can't remember, but she would go into all the detail about. All you had to do is backdrop people. Just Google backdrop people. She'll come up. She's got one of her disciples. And you can just look at that lady and listen to that lady, and she's alive. But the way her nose is, the way her face, she looks like a witch. And she talks like a witch. She'll never say faith alone and Jesus alone. She'll never say that Jesus is God. She'll say that you're God. And so they take these spiritual truths that the devil reveals to them, and they invert it back to themselves, like they are their creator. They are a creator. And so they destroy themselves, and it starts to get written in their 3D clay body. And you can see the pattern. Why do you look, you Google a witch, and they're all, their hands are bent, their nose is bent, they got these stuff on their body poking out. What do they call those things? Where there's like, I forget, the warts or something like that. And so all the witches are shown as bent because they wanted to know spiritual truth without going through Jesus, without going to the Bible. And so they became bent in their understanding, and they went through to the dark side to get these deep truths. But it messed them up. And yeah, they might see some stuff spiritually, but they're bent. They're twisted because they'll never compare it with scripture, line upon line, precept upon precept. So if I have a New Age person come up and say, hey, there's an eternal now. And I say, okay, let me look at my Bible and see if that's true. Let's go to Ecclesiastes. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. There's nothing new under the sun. Okay, yeah, everything's a now. Everything, according to my Bible, yeah, everything's a now. And then let's say, well, you can manifest. Okay, let me think about that. Okay, let me find some Bible verse. You reap what you sow. I'm watching a farmer. He plants a watermelon seed, so he gets watermelon. He doesn't get a tomato. You reap what you sow. Yeah, that's true. As above, so below. As without, so as within, so without. So let me go find some Bible verses. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, yeah, those are truths found in the Bible. Yeah, that's true. But we're not God. God is God. We're sons of God. Yeah, we might have some gifts and special powers and all that stuff, and we might be sages and seers, and we can see things that are going to happen before they happen. But we always go back to scripture and say, is this true? Is this possible? You have to understand dispensations. You have to understand ages, and you have to understand the purpose and plan of God in the prophecies of the Old Testament, and you just know that this is the age of grace. This is the certain things that are going to happen during the age of grace that didn't happen in other dispensations. And so you have to have line upon line, precept upon precept. You might see things and you try to figure out what it is, but if you don't know what it is, you got to go to the Bible. When I saw the Shekinah glory, I didn't know what that was at first, but I had to go to the Bible, and that's the only thing that lined, the only thing I can conclude that was the Shekinah glory. And that's when I was able to start decoding this reality. Welcome to break. Yeah, you'll get to a point where you know that spiritual gifts are real, and you'll also get to a point where you know that mind reading is not that you can just read their mind, but let's say a lot of times intentions, what I experience is if I quantum connect with somebody, and that just means you just either email or phone or text or 3D or whatever, and you're just communication is communion, same word. So if I quantum connect with somebody, aka communication, communion enough, what happens is I'll get these really fast thoughts before they call or text or email or show up. I'll have this thought that goes through my mind, so I know that they're getting ready to communicate with me. And the way I'm able to do it is because I cut off the noise. And I can see it. It's not that you, let me put this on pause, how I can explain what it looks like before it happens. Okay, so here's a good example. Let's say you know your water bill's due, right? Your water bill's due in 7 days or whatever. And you're so busy, you forget about it. And then on day six, like really fast, like a millisecond, the thought crosses your mind, your water bill's due. Because the water bill's due, you know you don't want to cut off, so you got to pay it, right? Power bill, whatever. So you pay attention to those thoughts. Well, the same happens if you talk to somebody enough before they call or whatever, text, whatever. There will be like a really fast thought, just like your water bill or your power bill, whatever. But because it's not something that really is like major importance, that they're going to cut your power off or whatever, you don't really pay attention. It's just a lot of thoughts. But if you're aware of your thoughts, you'll see this is happening all the time. You'll have these precogs because everything is the now. So if somebody's thinking about calling you, and you've already quantum connected with this person, then all of a sudden you're going to know, hey, they're getting ready to call. Because everything is the now, the precog, the postcog, the cognition at that moment is happening all the time. Usually if you're thinking about somebody, they're thinking about you. If you're ever thinking, well, should I call that person? Yeah, probably. Call them. If you ever even have that thought, it's probably because they thought about you and they were thinking the same thing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, what's going on? Anything happening? What's new? Especially if it's a good friendship, relationship, whatever, you know. It's okay to call up and say, hey, what's going on? Anyway, we have supernatural gifts, but the system doesn't want you to know it. And that's why there's so much noise. The Bible says, be still and know that I am. It's a hologram. And what you need is already right in front of you. You just haven't recognized it yet. The direction that God is moving you is probably right in front of you. You just haven't paid attention to it yet. You haven't recognized it.